This is Ashley Hodge with the Sic'em 365 post-game podcast. I'm coming to you after Baylor's 94-69 win against Norfolk State. I just want to give you some of my observations, what I saw today as the Bears get ready for a Christmas break, and then they play Arlington Baptist on the 27th of this month, Friday night game. And then you got the conference opener against Utah. Once again, Baylor fans, if you're going to go to the bowl game, you have season tickets, please make efforts to get other Baylor fans in those seats for that Utah game, because that's going to be a big one to open up the conference play, and we need to get the Bears started off on a good slate in conference play as they seek a Big 12 championship. Okay, a slow start today. Norfolk State, I think, was, right there with Baylor at the under 16 timeout and the under 12 timeout. But then the Bears got some separation. I believe they only led by 6 points at halftime. And then in the second half, just kind of blew the doors open. It started off the second half on some good runs and then made it, 20 to 25 points for most of the second half and end up with the 25-point margin. First of all, Rob Wright was terrific. He really controlled the game. Only one turnover, that's super impressive, 13 assists. You can't get much better than that. He's 7 for 10 from the floor, gets 16 points, makes 2 of 4 of his three-pointers, did a good job, got a couple rebounds, some steals. Baylor ended up with 16 steals on the day. That's a really big number. Great job with the ability to pressure the ball. I've said this over and over again that's really where Baylor's going to have to excel. And today they showed an example of why it's so important. They end up forcing 20 turnovers for Norfolk State, even though Norfolk really shot the ball well. 49% from the field, 56% from three. If you hear those stats, you're like, oh boy, that's not good. This is going to be a ball game. But because of the 20 turnovers and because of the transition points, and Baylor only turns it over 8 times, they go 25 assists and 8 turnovers versus 12 assists and 20 turnovers for Norfolk State. So that was really the difference in the game, and love to see that from the defense to create easy opportunities and to really put a lot of pressure on the perimeter. Jada Nunn was, after a great game against Abilene Christian, he came back down to earth a little bit tonight, just 6 points, only took 5 shots, 1 rebound. I did like his activity, all things considered. Did have a couple turnovers, but that's one of those games where I think he played better than the box score. VJ Edgecombe was great. He was active. He had an incredible putback dunk. I'll link it to the post-game podcast here if you weren't able to watch it. He ends up with 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, only 1 turnover. On the floor a lot, just chasing after loose balls, just so active with his hands. He's terrific, and he's getting better every game. Norchad, death taxes. Norchad's going to give you a double-double, although he hadn't given us a double-double the last 2 games, but he was close. 19 points, 7 rebounds. He did notch 5 steals. That's a big number. And 1 block, had active hands inside. Josh, I thought, played really well again. 16 points. He only has 4 rebounds. He did get a block shot. He got a steal. 0 turnovers. I love to see that from Josh. And then the bench did a good job taking care of the basketball. Langston had a couple turnovers. No turnovers for Jalen Celestine and the guys that came in, Jason Asimota, Marino, Dubrovic, and Davidson Hubbard, Omar Agdigbola. Not used to saying their last name, so apologies to you guys for butchering your last names here. They did a good job just in the couple minutes they had, not creating other turnovers. 8 turnovers on the night, that's good. Norfolk State did, put some ball pressure on you. So I love to see that. And, just love to see, even after the slow start, they're amping up the defensive pressure and, doing a good job on the glass. Let's see, the final tally on the glass was 34 for Baylor and 27 for Norfolk State. So that's a good number. 12 offensive rebounds. You like to see that. That's typical for the Bears to be a great offensive rebounding team. I'm going to see if Ken Pom's updated yet. Not yet. Bart Torvik has the Bears at 134.3 offensive rating, 98.6 on defense. You love to see the defense be a little bit better. I think that was attributed to just good shot making from Norfolk State. They shot it well. There were a few uncontested looks for sure, but for the most part, I thought, you know, Baylor defenders were fairly attached and they just made some difficult shots. But, you know, Baylor did a really good job just not turning it over, number one, getting offensive rebounds. And even though they didn't shoot the ball as well as they have some games, they ended up with 9 for 26 from three. That's 35%. And then you got 2 for 12 from the bench. So Jason Asamoah missed one. Jalen Celestine was only 1 for 6. And Langston Love was only 1 for 5. Langston had a couple really good assists, like driving the ball, dishing off for some easy dunks for Josh, I think was the beneficiary at least of one of those, maybe a couple of them. Overall, just took care of business. 11 o'clock game on finals, you know, against a team that's capable of beating you. They're probably going to win their league, or, you know, maybe Howard's going to win the league. But, you know, one of those two teams probably going to represent that league in the NCAA tournament. And you just love to see the Bears, you know, do what they needed to do to get the win as they go to finals and then Christmas break and then really get amped up for Big 12 play. The line actually was 26. I didn't know that. Like 25 and a half. KenPom had it closer. Some of these predictive, you know, scores had it more like an 18-point margin. KenPom was 18. So the line ended up being 26. So the Bears didn't cover, but definitely – gave us a good effort and, you know, played pretty much up to what we expect. We had high knees as a referee today. He wasn't really in you know, top form with his high knees running up and down the court. Doug Sermons, Brett Smith, you know, thought they did a good job. Called a technical on Baylor for when Rob Wright hit a three-pointer in the corner. I think one of his teammates pushed him, may have been Jalen Celestine, kind of just celebrating that play. And because he came onto the court, made contact, got a technical foul. And then one of their players, I think, did get fouled on a three-point shot, wasn't called. He was letting Sermons know about it on the way back. And then Sermons, who, you know, is pretty well known for having, you know, one of the shorter tempers and as an official, teed him up pretty quickly. And Jalen Celestine made both those free throws. That's all for now. I just, you know, a couple quick thoughts. And once again, just remember to give your tickets to other Baylor fans for that Utah game. That would be great if we can get as many Baylor fans that don't normally go to those type of games in those seats so that they can watch the Bears hopefully get off to a 1-0 start in conference play. And then I know once football season's over, we will be able to have full crowds at Foster Pavilion. And that should be a rocking atmosphere the rest of the way. You know, outside of that Arlington Baptist game, that may be actually be a decent crowd being on a Friday night, holiday weekend. But those other games, you know, we'll pack the house for conference games as the Bears, you know, once again, I think, you know, one of the favorites to compete for a conference championship. Certainly Iowa State probably looks the strongest of any of the teams I've seen so far. But I think, you know, Baylor's going to be up there in the mix along with Kansas when all said and done. And I don't know about Arizona, you know, less sure about them. Cincinnati, I think, has some warts as well. You know, Kansas State, Houston will probably be up there. I would say Baylor right now, Baylor, Houston, and Iowa State are the three that I think have the best chance to win this league. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a gauntlet, 16 teams. 18 or 20 conference games, you know, so this year, you know, it's you get a lot of shots to you know, prove that you are the best team in the league. It's an unbalanced schedule, but everybody has, you know, their share of, you know, tough games and, you know, easier games, and the league is pretty strong from top to bottom again. All right, you've been listening to the Sikkim 365 podcast with Ashley Hodge. Once again, 94-69 was the final score. Sikkim Bears.